Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes. Joe Wechter back at the studio from Borgata this morning. As it's been a bit of a tumultuous morning for us here at the morning show.
We're in shambles. Some hit or miss moments.
I thought if you can't hear Richie's yelling, sorry, I'm a little behind. I thought there was a chance I'd be doing the show by myself for a little bit, but we made it. Not John's fault, but he is here now. John.
I don't know. Maybe it was my fault. I'm pulled over.
Welcome to the club, John.
Yes.
Happy to have you here.
What a good time.
And I was so mad. I was so mad for like this finite period of time. I didn't do anything, man.
I was pulled over for speeding, and I admittedly was going over the speed limit when I was pulled over months ago and punished for it by Joe DeCamera. Why were you pulled over?
I was pulled over for reckless driving and impeding traffic. Now, I was initially...
Reckless driving.
Yeah, apparently I was changing lanes. I was sleepy.
How reckless
like,
of
this
you.
Is bad. I've been saying for a long time, like, when I try to drive down here in the morning, it is not always good. I'm weaving and falling asleep a little bit.
We got to be careful.
It's bad. I knew it was bad. Today, the police officer said, "That's bad. I think that's bad enough to pull you over." So he comes off the side. It's pitch black. You know how dark it is while we're driving down
it's
here.
Terrifying the way down.
Pitch black. There's no one else on the highway. So I see him, you know, pulling off to follow me. Even though I'm sleepy and sort of drifting in and out of sleep, apparently, I see him, I start slowing down. He's still right behind me. I'm slowing down more and more, and I'm thinking, holy cow, am I getting pranked? Am I getting punked by this police officer, an officer of the law? Why is he doing this? And that's when the lights come on. When he comes up to the side of my car, he said the reckless driving, you were changing lanes and impeding traffic. When I got behind you, you slowed down to 46 miles per hour.
So you got pulled over for driving too slow.
I said I was driving 46 miles per hour because I thought you needed something. Like, I saw you pull behind me and I was trying to help you out.
Do you know what to do?
No, I did not know the police officer.
A random car pulled behind you and you were like, I think he might need something.
I thought it was a police officer.
Yes.
I thought it could be someone who was, you know, needing something of me who was an
nice
officer
of
the
well,
law.
Yes. When I'm down here listening, you know, getting audio ready for the show, all that, calling Joe Wechter at like 5:20 or so, 5:25, and I get a call from John Ritchie saying I was pulled over. I was not. I was not expecting you to make it on time. This is great. Welcome.
But here he is.
Good morning.
Well, that's the thing. One time in my life that I was allowed off of a ticket, and it was when I was working with Artie Lang. I was doing the Artie Lang show, and the police officer was a huge Artie Lang fan.
Well, that worked out, huh?
Yeah, so I was like, okay, that's cool. But I was positive that I would never, of my own accord, or, you know, what of my own merits, get off of a ticket. I felt like that was always a big problem. You know, like, Devin told us she got off many, many times from many tickets.
Don't pull me into this.
I feel grateful today that I was
Shout
released.
Shout out, if you are listening, sir.
Officer, thank you.
If you are the officer who pulled John Ritchie over this morning, thank you.
He disappeared.
For allowing him to get to work on time.
Like a sweet angel in the night. I was cursing the officer, and then suddenly he comes up to the side of my car, and I hear this, all right, just a warning. Be safe or something
like
that.
It's like, now you're my favorite person.
And then I'm getting ready to say thank you. Oh, thank you so much. And he's gone. He vanished.
Wow.
He really did.
Like
teleport back
to the car. So it might not have happened. We're not sure.
It did.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you here. I'm sure we'll continue to talk about this throughout the show as we go on. 215-592-9494. At least, John, you didn't have this tumultuous morning. Through five and a half innings of baseball last night, what I was pretty sure all of our mornings we're going to felt like, because last night, for the first, what, almost two-thirds of a baseball game, the Phillies showed up to, coming off a 10-0 loss, the Braves coming to town, arguably the most important baseball game of the season to date. They didn't show up for the first half of the baseball game. We're all sitting there. We are dying watching this team just not show up. And then let's get to it in case you missed it. Bottom of the sixth inning, it starts. They're down 4-0. Matt Olson has just hit two home runs, his second one in the top of the sixth. Two runners on. Brandon Marsh steps to the plate with one out. And what a, and big spot here, because Brian Snicker decides to leave the right-hander, Charlie Morton, in the game to face Brandon Marsh instead of bringing in the lefty. And this is what happened.
1-0, and a swing and a high fly ball left center field up the alley. Harris going back to the track, looking up. It's gone, and he's done it again. Brandon Marsh with a three-run home run to the opposite field. And it's a ball game again as the Phillies are down a run. It's 4-3.
And it was a ball game again. And that was, I don't know about you, John, when he hit that ball, I was like, that's not getting out. And then all
no, there's no way that was getting out.
Like, what the hell just happened?
Okay, he tagged it, but it was, you know, it was going opposite field, and it looked like a blooper. Like, he got underneath that thing. But, by the way, Brandon Marsh is a pretty big guy.
He
like,
is.
We
He's
forget
strong.
Because he is long and fast. That he's pretty strong. He's got the power there that pushed it right out. I don't know, something else, maybe some wind.
Well, it's funny because he had that double later in the game that was hit to almost the exact same part of the ballpark, but was like a laser and almost got out, hit off the top. But that one looked like he hit it so much harder than the one that actually got out.
He did.
He did. Huge stuff. Phillies, keep it clean. Shout out to the bullpen. Orion Kerkering comes in, gets him out of that six after Sanchez gets in trouble.
And then who does
shuts
who
it down? Another trust. Inning. Another inning for Kerkering.
He likes Kerkering. Yes, exactly.
I thought Kerkering,
and because the innings were close, because they were tight enough, he felt like he didn't cool down too much.
Exactly.
Getting and to use Kerky for a couple
was big. And then, you know, you
he
go Stromhoff,
like
and
Kerky.
I think that's the way. I think that's what you're hoping for. I think those are the three right now we all trust the most.
Oh, yeah.
But prior to Strom and Hoffman coming into the game, we get Nick Castellanos step into the plate, one on, one out, and Nick just tanks it.
Holmes kicks and deals, and the pitch swung on, driven to center. It's deep. Harris is back at the track, at the wall. It's gone into the hedges, and Castellanos has turned the game around. With a two-run home run here in the bottom of the seventh inning, it is his 19th of the season. 5-4, Phillies.
5-4, we're sweating it out. Strami gets through the eighth, pitching with some fire.
Strami?
Strami, yeah.
Hey,
never heard
you think the way Strami. He was
Gotta
acting,
I like it.
He
it's
was
good,
acting
right?
pretty impetuously
Dude,
and pretty angry on the mound last night. You really think he would go and abide by being called Strami by us this morning?
Hey, Matt.
That's a good point.
Here's my Matt.
Matt, Mr. Strami.
If you have a problem, Matt, you know, 215-592-9494. We would love to hear your thoughts on the nickname Strami.
He's a
like
boss.
Pastrami.
I love him.
I love him.
He is an absolute psycho.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. Yes. Like, we haven't had a guy like Jose Alvarado when he, you know, gets a big strike or whatever, he'll do the fist pump and all that. But we haven't had a guy who consistently pitches throughout an inning with such fire and intensity.
No,
and
anger.
Yeah.
There's a murderous
reactions.
Anger
yeah,
he at is, times.
He is.
A
he,
scariness.
He pitches with attitude,
him.
And I love that. So Strom gets through the eighth. We get to the ninth. Interesting, and I think the right move in a spot where you got to take this ball game, he goes to Hoffman, not Estevez in that spot. Hoffman comes out, gets the job done. Here's how he finished out.
And the 3-2 pitch, swing and a bouncing ball, slowly hit. Sosa charges, gloves, transfers, throws. He got him. Ball game's over, and the Phillies come from behind and beat the Braves in the opening game of this big four-game series. Two late homers, one for Marsh, one for Castellanos, and the Phillies bullpen with a 5-4 win.
I just did a fist pump live in person here when that happened.
You look at what our bullpen did yesterday.
It was perfect.
Zeros. Thank you.
I think the best case lineup for the playoffs. Like, obviously you want Wheeler or Nola to go seven or whatever you can, but like if you can get six out of these starters and go Kirkering, Hoffman, depending on how the batters line up. Like, that's pretty damn good, man.
Some of the Kirkering, some of the painting that he was doing, where that stuff, we've always said, man, why he loves the sweeper so much, but I wish he would throw the four-seamer more. Yesterday, that thing had, whatever life that is that he throws, it's got 97, 98 miles per hour of velocity behind it, and it's almost like it'll trail off as needed.
It's like a wiffle ball almost at times.
Yeah, right. And he'll catch the edge to where it's almost impossible to it's impossible to be right against this guy, which is remarkable. He's so young, and last year we're sitting there thinking, like, why? Why do they trust him so much? And why does he throw a sweeper every time he's out there? Well, because the sweeper is an awesome pitch, but he's also got an array of awesome pitches we never were availed of last season. This guy is going to be special.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. Now he's paired with a couple other guys we know we can count on, with the Maniac and Strom and Jeff Hoffman, who topped it all off again yesterday, a guy that just for whatever reason, I feel so
super
solid.
Confident. Me too.
Like, I can trust him above all others.
I feel exactly the same way about Hoffman and the Kirkering.
But then Alvarado, I don't know. If he comes
back, that's a huge bonus. Yeah, we'll see. But right
he's
now,
he's so intimidating.
Yeah, and look again, Estevez is the guy they went and traded
for. Yeah, I've liked him at times. Yeah. He has also walked guys home at times.
And he gives up hard contact.
Guys.
Like, but, I think we all agree that we trust Hoffman more than Estevez.
Oh,
right
again, I think that's my point. I think the three guys we saw last night, Hoffman the most, but the three guys we saw last night are a tier above.
Yeah.
I think everyone else in the Phillies bullpen right now, like, those are the three. Those are, remember in 2022, like, really all the Phillies had, like, they had David Robertson come in a little bit. They had Eflin closing out some games. But ultimately, the only two guys we trusted on that team were Alvarado and Sir Anthony. They got three this year that I trust a lot right now.
Yeah.
And you can win that way. Obviously, if Estevez or if Alvarado, Tanner Banks in situations, I think is good. Like, they've got some potential with the other guys, but having those three is huge. 215-592-9494. Potentially, when you take the situation leading in where they were at in the division and this four-game series last night and the way they won it, arguably the Phillies' biggest win of the season last night, coming back from 4-0 after six or in the bottom of the sixth, and two big home runs, and then you win a baseball game. Just a thrilling big time win for the Phillies last night. 215-592-9494. Get on the line right now to react to the Phillies last night. Where are you at with the Phillies? The 10-0 loss. They come back last night. It felt like, I mean, they were outscored 14-0 in 15 straight innings and then came back and really made it happen last night. So 215-592-9494 to get in on the Phillies. All kinds of Eagles talk throughout the show, too. We've got some audio to play from Jalen Hurts and Howie Roseman and Saquon Barkley and some interesting stuff about the
Brazil. We got to talk to all those guys.
Well, yeah, that's the point. How cool is that? Interesting stuff on Brazil as that is a week away from today.
Yeah.
The Eagles will play a football game.
Uh-oh.
So I know, right?
Whoa.
We're going to get into all that today. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
If you're in need of new windows, the best choice you can make is to work with Window Nation. Just read any of their 33,000 five-star reviews and you'll understand why. Window Nation is all about value. And this August, they're giving you a great value during the Window Nation anniversary sale. Right now, buy two windows, get two free. And there's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months. Act now, you'll also get an extra $250 credit as well. Window Nation, they value your satisfaction in their quality, service, and affordability. That's why they stand behind their windows with a lifetime warranty. Window Nation was also recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to, and hurry. Sale ends August 31st, so schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. The Phillies beat the Braves 5-4 in a massive series opening comeback win. Phils were down 4-0 until the bottom of the sixth when Brandon Marsh hit a three-run homer to make it a one-run game. Nick Castellanos delivered the final blow, hitting a two-run home run in the seventh to make it 5-4. Alec Bohm left the game early after an apparent injury to his hand during his first at-bat. The team says his x-rays came back negative. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Weather today, cloudy with a high of 75. It's currently 66 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Joe Lechter on the ones and twos. Except I think John Ritchie fought the law and Ritchie won today, which is a beautiful thing.
Sort of. I mean, I did not fight in any way.
You didn't. You cooperated.
I handed him my license and registration. I was probably, I don't know, not coming across in a friendly way. I mean, people tell me I have a perturbed-looking face.
What, to begin with? And it's 5:20 in the morning, and you're driving down
it's
here. Like,
black.
I'm sure it's you're never in a particularly great
alarmed
mood.
Alarmed and in a hurry.
Yep.
Yeah, and the first thing I said was, I'm sorry if I was going too fast, which was not the problem.
Going too slow, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going too slow. I thought he was behind me initially because I had been going too fast. That was apparently not the case. He had a litany of other things that I had done wrong. And part of what I'd done wrong is because he was just behind me.
I know. It's like
you're driving right behind me, man. Like, I am adjusting for you, trying to slow down, see if you need me to get out of the way. Like, you're a police officer.
I don't think
you make me feel unsettled.
I don't think
I'm
there's
gonna slow down.
John, I don't think there's a person on the planet who in that situation at 5:20 in the morning.
Am I supposed to speed up?
That's what
try
I mean.
To escape?
On a road by yourself with a cop behind you isn't going to naturally slow down. We are humans.
Yes.
That's what
Yeah, but you didn't know it was a cop.
I
knew he pulled off from a place where he was on the side of the road. It was clear that, you know, lights came on. Like, it seemed like a police officer was pulling off.
Okay,
it felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was just being safe.
What'd you say? Yeah. Were you just like, I'm John Ritchie?
No way.
He just gave his license.
I'm sorry. What he said. Was very robotic. Like, this guy was like T2, like that Terminator, you know, the one that you can blow holes in it and the metal just like goes back like it's liquid. Have you seen T2?
Sure, no.
Oh, come on. Wait a minute.
Here we go again.
Seriously? I'm sorry.
What are we doing? Don't be sorry. Just see these movies.
Add it to the list, but right to the top.
Yeah.
T2?
I mean, that's Pulp Fiction, T2.
T2.
Like, watch those movies.
T2, wait, I'm assuming it's Terminator.
Did you see?
Yes. Terminator 2. You don't even need to see one.
You know what I don't need?
I've seen the original. I've seen the first
one. Scoffing attitude way better. She's got
it's
either.
It's his.
Did
what?
You see that? She's like, T2. Oh, the original. It's not the original one. This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
This is very important.
Okay.
Just to be a part of human society.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Did you? Yeah. You
I feel
need,
like I just disappoint you guys over
a little
and
bit.
Over.
A little
yeah,
bit.
No, you are.
But you
honestly,
can fix it.
Exactly. Just watch these movies.
Okay,
it's not that hard.
I
all
will.
Right. Quickly, before we get to the phones talking Phils, we do have to clean something up from yesterday. End of the show, we had Howie on. A little hectic. We never chose a winner.
Oh, right.
For yesterday's prize.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was who or what is cool. I have the answers in front of me. I have one that I think is the winner, but I'll go through the potential winners and see
if
you guys
agree. I think I know which one you
so, think is the winner. So options, the best ones, and I will include my winner. We'll see what you guys think. I think the best answers we got for who or what is cool is winning a gold medal. I thought that was cool. The other side of the pillow, Steph Curry, Samuel L. Jackson, Snoop Dogg, having a catch with your grandkid, those are the best answers.
I think it's got to be like the other side.
It's the other side of the pillow,
okay.
Right? We can all agree.
Even, yeah.
Like it. Like that is such a great answer.
Incredible.
For what
answer.
Is cool. Yeah, I agree. All right. Congratulations to Salvatore in Coatesville. Wins the Killers tickets. Dan Wilson back at the studio. If you could handle that, get that information where it needs to go. We'd appreciate it. All right. 215-592-94.
I was going to argue that, but there's just no way
we just
for me to argue
Yeah, we shut
that.
It down
I mean,
very quickly.
Can I include corporate?
Frank Rojas hanging out with
Frankie,
us today.
Can I include Frankie in that?
Francisco Rojas has chosen to go by Frank moving forward.
Actually,
he's so mad about this.
Apparently hates the name Frank Frankie.
I can understand this.
And we just found out that he hates it.
So what I told...
He also hates corporate because he got a haircut and I like to tease him a little bit.
Everyone who gets a short haircut, you call them corporate. It's a go-to.
Then why can't we call you corporate?
You can.
Well, because he's got the spikes. It never actually looks corporate.
You can call me corporate.
But it's never corporate. You're never actually corporate. Like, no matter what with your hair, you're going to kind of have a spiky coolness to it.
Yeah.
It's not corporate. Yeah. Like, I get a haircut, it's short, it looks corporate. Francisco?
Frank.
Well, here's what I said to...
What up, Frank?
here's what I said to Francisco, and I know it from experience, is if you let John Ritchie know the name that you want to be called the least, he will go with it. Oh, he will pound it.
Like...
I'm sorry.
It is a bad habit.
It's a bad tendency.
Is that why he calls you Jimmy?
Yes, that's why. On the radio, I've become Jimmy. So when we started the show, I literally said to John, he's like, "Do you like Jimmy?" I'm like, "I hate it. I hate being called
Jimmy." Please never call me.
Now everyone on the radio calls me Jimmy. And the only way he like mollified me the slightest bit was like, "No, it's like Jimi Hendrix. It's J-I-M-I." And I'm like, "What am I supposed to say to that?" Okay,
I really feel like it was a compliment. I swear.
So yeah,
it is.
So callers, future lesson: don't put the nickname you don't like out on the radio. John will latch on. Call you right 215-592-9494. Biggest Phils win of the season last night. Potentially react now. 215-592-9494. Let's start off on the phones in the Northeast with our buddy Rich. Hey, Rich.
Yo, what's up, guys? How's it going this morning?
It's going super, Rich.
It was an awesome game last night. Kudos.
We're back to kicking butt, man. The pitching. Remember when the pitching is what just always seemed so right?
It was what made it special.
It was going to bail us out, you know, no matter what. And I kept thinking back, man, the Astros just a couple years ago, I saw them beat us because they had pitching like this. We're back to having that pitching. And it's not just the starting. It's not just the starters. It's the bullpen, too. And it's like the big, great big eraser that allows us a lot more freedom and flexibility. A bunch of great pitchers.
I just also want to say, like, there was a little bit of downside also. Like, why don't you put Stubbs in there to bunt Marsh over? You know what I mean? You're bringing Rojas in anyhow, right?
You're talking in the eighth when he was on second base? Eighth, yeah, when Marsh doubled to get that extra insurance run you're talking about.
A double play.
So, I think that the reason you don't do that is that it's a one-run game at the time, and if you don't score a run and they score a run, then you're going to extras without JT. Like, I get your point, but I don't blame him for that. Like, JT's a better hitter. Like, I get your point, and a butt in that situation's good, but I think you want JT, especially with the lineup turning over, and if you do have to bat in the bottom of the ninth, there's a chance JT gets up there. I think you leave JT in it. I get it. I'm not saying take JT out, though. But if you put Stubbs in, though, then you don't have a backup catcher. Like, you can't bunt Stubbs in that spot. It goes to extras. JT gets hurt or something in the ninth, and then you don't have a catcher. So, like, you know, then Kyle Schwarber's catching for you or something, you know? Like, so I get your point, but, like, especially, like, in the regular season, these spots, you can't just use backup catchers as pinch hitters.
I bet Schwarber would call a really good game.
Well, he was a catcher. You know Kyle Schwarber was drafted as a catcher.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, he was the fourth pick in the MLB draft as a catcher out of high school and then ended up switching positions. But he was a catcher.
Could see that.
Yeah.
He would be great.
Well, now I don't think anymore. I don't know if the knees would hold up. But, Rich, look, I get your point and good call. I understand the – and, look, I appreciate the wanting to get every run in that situation. When you're only up one in that spot, it was certainly tense. But I do think you have to be careful with the backup catcher thing because you can get yourself in a spot where if you get the extras and something happens, you don't have someone who can viably catch. You know, Kyle Schwarber hasn't done it in 20 years or whatever, 15 years in a real spot. So, all right.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Did I tell you that only male fireflies can fly?
Oh, we didn't do the fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Your fact today was getting pulled over. We did that instead of – no, that's a really good fact.
Wait, what is it? They can or cannot fly.
Only male fireflies fly.
So what do the females do?
They don't fly.
Where do they go?
They walk around. Female fireflies walk around. They can flash, you know, so they can be flashing back and forth to attract one another. And then the males will just fly over and mate. And then sometimes the females will kill the male right there. Sometimes they'll eat the male.
Love that.
They'll just destroy the male as he...
We love a powerful girl boss moment.
Oh, yeah,
she's,
no doubt.
She's
yeah.
so powerful.
Sounds like my daughter.
She doesn't fly. She doesn't move that much. She just sort of... Just flashes like, and waits.
Yeah. Interesting.
And they fly in and may or may not get devoured after they...
It's poetic.
Love.
Poetic. I mean, yeah, you really gotta want it with that potential on the other. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we're gonna tell you how you can win a really, really awesome prize. Plus your calls reacting to the Phillies. We're gonna talk Eagles coming up as well. It's a morning show. Don't go anywhere.
Sponsored by Window Nation. The Phillies beat the Braves 5-4 in their series opener last night. Phils were down 4-0 until the bottom of the sixth when Brandon Marsh hit a three-run homer to make it a one-run game. Nick Castellanos delivered the game-winning home run for the second time in the last three games for the Phils, and Strom, Kirkering, and Hoffman held the lead. Alec Bohm left the game early after an apparent injury to his hand during his first at-bat. The team says his x-rays came back negative. It's Window Nation's anniversary sale. Buy two windows, get two free. Pay nothing for 24 months and an extra $250 credit. WindowNation.com. Weather today, cloudy with a high of 75. It's currently 66 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
It's the WIP Morning Show. Hanging out at Borgata this morning. Had an interesting morning. We got a few people watching, hanging out. They were talking high school
from
football.
Harrisburg.
John Ritchie prior to the show. Rocky Wright getting a shout out. Shout out to former high school quarterback Rocky Wright.
They're from Central Dauphin.
Yeah, what a thrill that was.
Central Dauphin. They are they're a powerhouse in Central PA.
Except when you played them, apparently I learned from the conversation we just had.
My
62-13 at halftime, I believe you said.
What?
That is indeed what it was.
I missed these conversations because I'm writing the updates
airwaves.
And getting ready. So
yeah, Devin's working.
We were really good. Actually, I remember the very first play from scrimmage in that game, too. We ended up running a flea flicker. Like, that team was supposed to be the biggest deal in the world because they had beaten Berwick, the team that ended up being ranked number one in the nation with Ron Paulus as their quarterback.
Sure.
Now, they were a 3A school in Pennsylvania. So not even as big as our school, the Quad A state champion, the undefeated Quad A state champion. That was my team. Berwick was the undefeated 3A state champion. But CD had beaten Berwick the year before. It was a huge deal. And Rocky Wright was an all-around athlete, just an incredible, great at basketball. He was scary. And we ended up, I didn't play in the second half of that game because it was 62-13.
Maybe
the first play from scrimmage was a flea flicker where Jason Rubin ended up hitting me for a 62-yard bomb in the back of the end zone. At fullback, I slipped down the middle of the field for a seam route on the end of a flea flicker.
Wow. Well, there's a reason John Ritchie played in the NFL and Rocky Wright didn't. All right, 215-592.
He was really good, though.
I'm sure he was. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Talking Phils plus some interesting audio from Jalen Hurts to play in a little bit as well. But now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Killers. Our last day of giving away Killers tickets. So get on now at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on September 7th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And the way you can win those tickets today, this is an easy one today. Like, everyone should have an opinion on this one. It is Cameron Diaz's birthday. Plus, yesterday, I actually referenced this on the show. I didn't realize until we were looking at the who or what is cool. Yesterday on the show, I said that I believe Samuel L. Jackson's character, Jules Winfield, is the best character in the history of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Best movie character of the 90s, Jules Winfield, Samuel L. Jackson. That is my opinion.
From... Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, maybe you would know that,
I know.
Devin, if you actually saw Pulp Fiction.
I know. I wasn't going to ask
you. You know, you could have gone and watched it since we've begun talking
could
about
I have,
Pulp Fiction.
That was like yesterday. I mean, you don't like even less than 24 like, hours ago.
Was if, it yesterday?
That's still
maybe
enough time to watch
ago.
Pulp Fiction.
It is.
If watch it this weekend.
The movie is only like an hour and change.
No, it is 2.5 hours long. Oh, and exactly. Know what you're talking about here with the movie.
It's 2.5 hours long. Yeah. That's long for the 90s,
it is
too.
Totally,
I mean, feel movies have gotten
but it's worth every
totally
second.
Totally worth it. It is worth every single second.
It doesn't feel like two
no,
and change.
I really do want
to. It flies. It flies.
Feels like a sitcom.
Plus, I mean, like, check out.
A sitcom.
In length.
Check out the big brain on Brett. You know, that is a tasty burger. Like, how do you, like, we got to watch
it. Yeah, I don't understand these
That's
references,
the point. These are,
sure
like, classic references. Okay, so today, for your chance to win the Killers tickets, I want you to give me, like I believe Jules Winfield is, the best character from a movie in the 1990s. John Ritchie, give me a character from a 90s movie.
Well, we'll just wipe it. For Pulp
oh, I
Fiction.
Like this. Just
Let's
get out
go
of the way.
Vincent Vega,
the duo,
John Travolta's
great
character,
answer.
The character that put him completely back on the map. No one had seen John Travolta forever.
I think it's one of the all-time comeback stories in movies.
Big time, yeah. big time.
And I mean, after that, he went on a run. Phenomenal. Remember, it was like Michael and Phenomenon and this. And that. He had all these movies that were all just massive, massive hits after that. Like, it was a big deal. Face
Everyone
off,
rediscovered like, how intriguing John Travolta could be because of Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, and I think it's that or Saturday Night Fever, depending on whether I'm not a huge Saturday Night Fever fan, but I think those are Travolta's two best performances, like without a doubt. Pulp Fiction and that, I think. I think Pulp Fiction's his best, so I'm right there
you
with
didn't
you.
Like Battlefield Earth?
No. Arguably the worst movie ever made in the discussion.
I never really, saw it.
I mean, The Room, as we've talked about, probably the worst movie ever.
I can't believe that you actually watched.
Oh,
that.
I didn't. I'm just going off what I've heard. I've seen scenes on like clips clipped out before. It looks pretty bad. So
I just couldn't believe what they did to his head.
Yeah, the whole thing. It really, really seemed like
how do you act with that?
Yeah, it seemed like a mistake.
It's like an extra appendage on your head.
Yeah, it did. It felt like it was like, yeah, you're right. It's a really good point. Yeah. Devin Caney, even though you've not seen nearly enough great movies from the 90s, as we are learning every day on this show, give us a 90s character.
I'm going to go with Cher Horowitz from Clueless.
As if.
A movie that I... Excellent response, yes. James. That's a movie that I've actually seen from the 90s, and I loved when I was growing up. So.
It's phenomenal. Holds up. Emily
Did
and I...
you really, though? Did you really love it while you were growing up?
Oh, my God. Why are you
I just
so...
doubt
I feel
her now.
Richie is, I like, coming at her my neck today.
He doesn't believe you now.
I don't know. I had a bad start to my day,
I did love Clueless. I will say... I always, even like back then and to this day, found it strange that her and her stepbrother had like a relationship.
It's
I just
a little
that
weird.
Was a little weird.
It's a little weird, but it's also
it's
very
an iconic movie,
and it works. And it's Paul Rudd, and you know
they're not actually related.
No,
so.
Exactly. And ultimately, the movie holds up. Like I saw it about a year ago. It's great.
Yeah,
it really, it holds up well. It's a classic. I think it's one of the best Shakespeare interpretations ever.
Yeah,
to Emma. You know, I'm with you. I think Clueless is a great answer. Joseph Wachter. Back in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Did you get pulled over on the way
No,
there?
I did not
no
get pulled
issues?
Over.
Okay, good.
And John,
good.
You didn't wake up from the freeze pops one year, did you?
Oh, good ride? Question. Any over the night freeze pop action or anything?
No.
We're still clean on that. Prior to getting up, or I guess while you were sleeping at home.
You know what stunk? I did. I had a bad wake up, but there were no freeze pops on me. There
was
there were no puddles on me.
No gushers.
Sugar puddles. No.
Okay, so I wish I didn't have to wake up right now, kind of wake up.
No, it was...
every morning.
It was like... Normally, it'll be like a 3 and change on a day where we're coming down to AC when the alarm is set. And today, the dog was...
Oh, no.
Ornery. Starting at 2.
Oh, no.
Which doesn't really make any sense at all.
No.
Like,
how do you get on that schedule?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every creature on God's earth is sleeping comfortably.
Without
at that
a
time,
doubt.
You would think.
It's one of the main things that I feel every morning is that I'm the only person awake in the world.
He's kind of a puppy.
In the morning.
He's like eight months old, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, but 9 months, maybe. But beyond where he needs to be going out because he'll pee on the floor if he doesn't. Like, this was him messing with me, maybe, or him just not being at all on my schedule in a very hurtful way,
yeah,
to where it was painful to get up and put him out and come back in, because then it was, you know, you're not falling
well,
back.
Well, and as we've learned, too, it's also really dependent upon, and I can't believe I'm talking like this because I never thought like this, but like where you're at in your sleep cycle.
No, it does. It does. It's like, it totally does.
It's like if I can wait, napping is such, like I've noticed with naps, like what I will do is like when I can, if I have time, if I can just wake up naturally and just pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
you're
great.
Fine.
And then if
right.
I like wake up to an alarm or whatever and it's not the right time in my sleep schedule, like I'm out for the rest of the day.
That is right. Unbelievable.
It'll take you out for an entire day.
It is. I never was into that kind of
you're
stuff.
You're so right.
And I fully believe
the natural wake up. Yeah. The natural wake up. But yeah. But I have found that those are so few and far
agree.
Between now.
Agree.
The natural wake
agree.
Up. I was awake at 2, like this morning, and I felt pretty, like, I don't know, alert. That was good. But then after going back to sleep, was no longer alert.
Yeah.
And it really was where I was in the sleep cycle. This whole thing is so mysterious and so odd. And we're just trying to navigate
so
it.
Weird,
yeah.
It changes your life. All right, 215.
I'm still here, by the way.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's your answer?
My answer.
Inside baseball. Normally we can see Joe in the studio. I can see him. I'd be like, oh, I won't forget. We're at Borgata here. You know, lovely Borgata. Joseph,
and I'm doing all the
back
work,
in the studio. Yes, Joe's carrying us today. But yeah, I totally forgot about you, buddy. What's your answer?
I think she steals the movie, Mona Lisa Vito.
Oh,
from my cousin,
what a great,
Vinny.
I'm happy we went back to you there.
Yeah,
she does.
You should be happy to come back to me.
You're right.
My goodness.
Why don't you just jump in, all right? You're
well, I don't want to, you know.
This is not Angelo's show anymore.
Yeah,
GOAT.
Yeah.
We love him. We respect him. But you were not allowed to open your mic, as we say on Angelo's show.
And then crack the mic, yeah.
You're allowed to crack the mic now, buddy. So
all right. Well, good luck to us all.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this because it's almost complimentary to Joe.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Marissa Tomei.
Mm.
There are times where she could remind me of an Amy from Villanova, like, relative.
Wow.
I think Amy's actually said that she gets that a lot.
I could see that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
she does have similar features.
Wechter doesn't sound like he agrees.
No.
Never tell that to Joe, though.
No.
Well, I would never say that while he's on.
Well, that's
the
we
show,
all know that he listens
working.
The vast majority of time he's off. So you might have just made a massive mistake. But for what it's worth, it's a fair
do
point.
You agree, though?
Fair point. Yeah, yeah. I think what we can all say is that I don't think any of us understand why Amy is with Joe. I think that's what we can say, right? Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Definitely outkicked his coverage.
You know, there's a lot. Yes. There's a lot I wish I could say about Amy and all that. That whole process was so interesting for me.
Well,
also,
yeah, it was interesting for us because we really didn't talk about it on the air for a little while.
No, we were not talking about it, and it could
it was
have
like,
been
is she real?
About.
Is she not?
Yeah, and,
are they
and
actually together for like years on the radio?
Way too long, and that was not our doing.
No.
He was very, very uptight.
He wants
about
to make
that.
You know, he's a keep it tight kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up in a minute, some Rob Thompson audio that I promise you, if you were not paying attention early before the game yesterday afternoon, if you missed it, you are going to want to hear the Rob Thompson audio that we are going to play for you in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Let's go to our buddy Dennis in Mount Laurel in the meantime. What up, Dem?
James and Jimmy, how the hell are you guys doing today?
My man.
Awesome.
Hey, John, when you see those flashing red lights in the rear view, your blood pressure automatically goes up. I don't care who you are.
Oh, man.
Without a doubt,
Dennis. And today there was an extra bright one on the passenger side. And no, because I think he said, one of the things he said was state police officer.
Oh,
and the worst,
maybe it was like an extra super.
That might also be why you got
light.
Off. I feel like there's all kinds of weird things with state and local and what they can do and can't do and what their area. I'm speaking out my hiney right now, but
yeah,
I feel like I've heard that kind of stuff
all
before.
That.
So,
well, before I even show my license, neighborhood
Dennis's
dog.
Dennis's dogs are feeling it this morning. I love it.
I have 7 police stickers, like I contributed to different police organizations on my back window. Then I have my. I don't think.
Wait,
you, guys
you have 7 of them? Do you ever think that might be like,
overdoing
like you've overdone that?
Well,
Like, they might look at that and be like, oh, he thinks I'm going to let him off because he's got these seven stickers?
I got three others coming. I don't think you guys ever knew. I'm a veteran. So I have my dog tags hanging from my...
Oh, well, that's very, very effective, I'm sure.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I thank you. That, over and over again.
Yeah,
I see that.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
You.
I would. Yeah, thank you, Dennis. I agree. Yes. And that is strong work by you. Yes.
And number three,
and deserved. All right, you know, I think you've earned it. Yeah.
Number three, hanging from the visor, I have my get out of jail free card from one of my fellow officers. And number four, on my driver's license, when I pull that out, it says veteran. I practically have to run over Joe DeCameron.
Yeah.
I love it. That's good work,
Dennis. You're in a good spot.
You've earned it, pal. What's on your mind today with the Phils, my friend?
You know, in the second inning, and I don't normally pick little spots in a game, but Johan Rojas would have had that line drive double to center field in his back pocket, and Atlanta would not have had that first run. That being said, you know, our guy did hit the three-run homer.
So, Dennis, that's an interesting question, because in the moment, thinking about it, when he hit that ball, I was like, there's no chance Marsh gets it. I'm trying to think of how I would have felt if it were Rojas. I think he has a much better chance. I can't say I guarantee it, because that was pretty quick. That ball got there. But he might have, you're right, Rojas might at least might have had a chance in it, for sure.
You know, I never saw Joe DiMaggio play. I've seen clips, but people say that his instinct getting on the break to the ball was the best ever. And I think Rojas is not Joe DiMaggio,
Dennis,
but he's pretty good.
Dennis, you freaking nailed it. That's the thing with Rojas that makes him so, so great. It's not that, you know, he'll make these diving catches or whatever. It's that he gets to so many more balls than other fielders do.
Yogi Berra once said, he never dove for a ball because he was always under it. That's a quote from Yogi Berra.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's awesome.
Yeah, so if last night was the most important game of the season.
I think so, too.
Because if they lose that game, especially going into sixth inning, they had, one hit or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
If they lose that game 4-0, that's a bad start.
So especially night, coming off 10-0 and almost getting no hit the night before.
Yeah.
Because then, look, I mean, it was 10 years. They're 5 games up going in. Obviously, the win makes them 6, and it's huge because it means the worst they could be after this series is 3 games up. But if they lose last night, then all of a sudden, if they lose, you know, like, they're... Then you're starting to think about if they sweep, like if the Braves had swept this series, if it would be one game up in the division. Like,
and I like that it showed that they still have that fight in them. You know, throughout the start of the season, we saw them come back from getting down early in games. And last night when they got down 4-0, I was like, it's over already, because
we all
used
were,
to what
Devin.
We had been seeing after the All-Star break.
Too,
so, yeah I was it too. It inspired some more hope within me for the postseason.
Another good announcement yesterday was that our ace pitcher is now going to the bullpen.
Well, so, Dennis, I was about to get to it. I teased it before your call, Dennis. Let me get to it. Dennis, what's your answer?
My answer for the – and he started, I think, in the late 80s, but John McClain for 80s and 90s, he was a great, you know, character. So
sure,
I'm going to John
sure.
McClain in Die Hard movies.
All right, Dennis, great call, bad answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Die Hard's 1989. Like, so, yes, it counts as a 90s movie character, but he's not. Like, John McClane would be a better answer for
really
80s
in
movie.
The 80s? Wow.
Yeah, Die Hard's from the 80s, 1989. So,
still holding up as a Christmas
what
movie.
What a great movie. Might be 88. It's 88 or 89. Either way, it is absolutely not 90s. So, like, I get it. Die Hard 2 and Die Hard 3 were in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll count. But it's if you had said John McClane for the 80s, you might have won. So, sorry, Dennis. All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to phones in a few. What Dennis just referred to, what I had referred to before Dennis's call, yesterday, prior to the game, we got some much-needed, much-wanted news after the show we did yesterday. Here's what Rob Thompson said yesterday about our pal, Taijuan Walker.
You said you could talk about your rotation situation with Ty. What did you guys decide on?
Ty's moving to the bullpen.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of role would you fill?
Probably a long man. I'd like to, you know, there's a transition there that you got to do. So it's, you know, when he first gets down there, if the situation, the perfect situation would be one inning, low leverage, and then start building him from there.
What would you do as a fifth spot moving forward?
I know what we're doing, but I can't tell you because we haven't notified the player.
And would it be Tuesday in Toronto to make a start?
Yes.
So, John, we did it, man. Do you think it was our show yesterday that made it happen?
Probably.
Most likely. I think the most likely thing is that Topper's talked about listening to WIP before, driving in yesterday, hearing us talk about Taiwan has to be out of the rotation. And I think Thompson was like, you know what, my guys, my morning friends, the people I listen to every day I care about and mean something to me, almost like family. I think he was like, they're right. And
wow,
I gotta follow their lead.
That's admirable that you might believe that. I that's really stretching it for me, man. But how about the fact, like, is he really capable with what we've seen? You know, like, maxing out at 92, maybe 93 he could eke out on a four-seamer. Like, is that workable as a long guy in today's world?
No, I think that we will see. The next time we see Taiwan Walker, it'll be a game that they are either up 10-0 or down 10-0. Like, that
so
kind of spot.
Like, he's like Garrett Stubbs, but not quite as extreme when a game is out of hand.
That's a really good way to put it. Yeah, sure.
And you don't want to go all the way into position player.
Yeah,
Taiwan saves it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Or Taiwan will come out when you're down. It's 8-0 in the third inning, and you need a guy to come in and just eat six innings or four innings. That's going to be Taiwan.
What a wonderful low-stress existence that will be for him.
The lowest of bars. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and the Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. Our question for today, we haven't talked much Eagles. We will get to that next segment. Have some interesting Jalen Hurts audio, but we are one week away from Eagles football, the season beginning. And the question today, are you more confident or concerned about the Eagles heading into the season? We'll check the results of that later in the show. 215-592-9494. Talking Phillies and Eagles as we react to, I think, potentially the biggest, best win of this Phillies season last night, coming back from 4-0. And winning it 5-4, a thrilling one. We'll react to it. We'll continue to play you the highlights from last night and much more. It's The Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.